talabroska de 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 bahabra kadibo do 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 bo li para para bo sheke de de baha la bara bara bo sheke de bra kadibo do bro do bo do bo rakadu vala baha li para para bo sheke de bra te de de bra de bra de bra de bra de bra de ika da ga da ba da da ga da bro ndo do bo shi ta la da ba da bro shi ka ta da da ba da bra ka de bro ndo do do bo ika da ga da bra ta da da bo shi nda ga da da ba da bra ga da da bra ga da da ba da bra nda ga da bra nda ga da ba ra pa la ba da bo shi ta da da bo shi ke de bro ta da da ba i pa da ba da bo shi ke de bra ta la da bro shi ke de bra ta da da ba i ka da ba da bo do bo do bo do bo shi da da ga da da ga da da ga da gra nda ga da gra nda ga da ga e pa la ba to shi ke de va zo le bra ka ta da da ba e pa da go shi ke de ga de bra ta da da ga de ba ra pa da ba da bo shi ka ra ba da ba le bo ro bo ro bo shi ka di bro ta da da ba ra ka du ve shi ke ta da da bra ka du ba i pa da bra nda ve de ve de de ve de bra nda ve de ve e pa da 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 bo shi ke de bra ta di da ba ra ka du bo shi kere de bran de bere bron de gede boş kere de baha. E pala la boş kere de bran de bada bran de bere 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 bere. Raka du boş kere de bran kere de bere bere. E pala bala boş kere de bere bere bere. Raka da baş kere de bere 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 bere. E kada 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 kada. Rapa du boş kere de bran ka. E pala boş kere de bran kere de bran ka. E kada bran kere de boş kere de bran kere de bran ka. Ikara broshka tere de braka da ba ikara da boshka de ne brata ni di ba ikara da 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 ba da ba la toshka tere ba ra ba da boshka de ne de ba ikara ba da broshka de ne de braka li para ba da boshka de ne ga de ne broshka tere de ba ikanda ga da 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 granda ga de broshka tere de braka di ba li para ba da boshka de ne brata da da ba ikara broshka tere de braka da brata de ne brojoro do bo Bada bada bushete de de braka, limbada bada bushete de de ba, raka da 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 ba, le broshete de de ba, limbada bada bushete de de ba, la branda gada da branda gada branda gede bede de be. Lipa da bada bushete de de bede bede be, ipa da bada bushete da braka de de ba. Ikala bana bu şekere de brantere de be. Ikala gana broş kere de brantere 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 de Rakada bana 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 brate, likada bana bushe kere de be, rakada bushe kere de be, ikada kada kada kada, rapadush kere de de be, ipanda kada kada bana brinda kere de be de be, ikada kada 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 kada, rakada kada 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 brate de de be, ikodo bodo bushe kere de braka, rapadush kere de de be, ipanda kada kada de be, rapadu brush kere de de be, ipanda kada kada bana brinda kere de be. Echanda da 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 ba, rakada ba da da ba, echanda ga da da ba, rapada ga da ba da da ba, ipada bo sheke de de brende ge de be, ipana ba la la ba da brende be de bo shata la la braka, lebe de be de bo shata la brende ge de be, ipada ba da ba da ba da ba, ekende ge de de brata, ipada da da ba, rakado she, ikada ga da da ga da ga, rakada ga da ga da ga, ebrata ge de de be, ipanda ga da da Baha, Rakatosha, Ipanda Banaba, Lepada Broshka de Baha, Ipada Branca de Baha, Lebelebelebe, Elebrenda Belebe, Ipodo Brondo Bodo Brondo Bodo Bo, Ishaka Dobrega de Brenda de Baha, Ipanda Banaba, the Bedebedebedebe, Ipada Banabana 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 Baha, Ipada Broshka de Baha, the Bedebedebe.
Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Rakadibalata. Ikadagadabrata. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Somebody pray. Lapadumalata. Ibrakadubaha. Eshata talibaha. Rakadagadaka. Etendegadade. Rakadangade. Rakadagande. Ipalamata. Ishakadoha. Rapadu. Who is ready for tonight's service? Li parabada boshe kedeba. Rabadu vala braka da braka da badoshe de grata. I hope you know tonight we are taking the Holy Communion. Is your communion ready? If you don't have your communion with you, go and get it right now. La barabara rakato shete gede grada. La padobre katalabu shete. These days I will not be waiting for anybody anymore. If you are going to join, you have to join at 8 p.m. You have to join at 8 p.m. We are not going to wait till 8:30. No. Le kada bara bosha kada bra kada bra tele tele bosh kere bra tana la braka. Le kodo do do bosha kada brush kele le braka di ba. Le kodo kodo bosha kadi brush kele le braka. La bara mato kele braka. Tonight we are dealing with all infirmities. We are dealing with all infirmities. La bara bagada. Le kodo do 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 boshi para braka du braka tala braka. I don't know if she is here, but a lady just called me just when I was about to come live, and she said she had stomach ulcer. Esther, are you here? Esther, are you here? A lady just called me just when I was about to come live. She said she has stomach ulcer. Takato breka shatala bodo breka diva. Li paramata busheke telebraka da branta da braka diva. Mrs. Ampofu, are you here, please? Livarabo Keshe Telebra Kadibaha. Mrs. Ampofu, are you here, please? Lavro Shetelebaha. Mako Shadavadi Vrekato Sheke de Malata Riko Doshe. I can see that none of the executives is here. None of the executives is here. I don't know the people I'm working with, but it's strange. Daboroba Gadu Breka Taliba Sheka Tolebra Kadibaha. Mrs. Ampofu, before, I think I have to tell you this before you see it anywhere. Our video for the anniversary conference 2021 is ready, and the whole video is dedicated to you. The whole video is dedicated to you, and the breakthrough and the prophecy that you received last year, and the breakthrough that you received, the fulfillment of the prophecy, the whole video is dedicated to you. So I think I have to tell you this before you see it anywhere else, before the video is Li Paramadango Shatelebra Kaduva La Braka de Shatala Braka Diva. Li Paramadosh Kedebrata Rada Braka Daka. Okay, before I move on, let me share this testimony with you. Abner Free joined us for the first time last year. I think it was on the 24th of July 2020. And the Lord ministered to her and said that she was going to marry by 24th July 2021. Liba Ramado Shkelebrata. And God being so good, on the 19th of June 2021. What a God. The Lord said by 24th July 2021, and it happened on the 19th of June 2021. Come on, somebody. You can say something nice to God. You can say something glorious to God. You can say something beautiful to God. What a God we serve. So our anniversary conference 2021 is coming off live, and it is bigger and better. You cannot afford to miss out. My God, I am so excited about it. And the shocking thing is that this year we are going to have morning sessions and we are going to have evening sessions. Last year we only did it in the evenings, but this year we are going to do morning sessions and evening sessions. I am so excited about it. My God. Libro Shakro da Vilimata Rokato Janebrakate Laparumado Vegedebe Rakatoshe Rakato Shigra Lapada Broke Telebraka. Now turn your Bibles with me to Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. If you are here, I pray that you have your communion with you. Alright, Li Paraboshe Kedebra Talibada Broke Deboshe Debraka Telebraka. The executives are not here. Hey. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Madogo Dobro Shedebra Talanabraka Divana Braka Debraka 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 Liko Shakatolema Kadebraka Telebraka. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases among the people. La Paruma Katesha. It is my prayer that by the time we are through tonight, Jesus will heal all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of diseases in the house. I declare over you, whichever kind of sickness that is bothering you, whichever kind of disease that is bothering you, by the time we are through, Jesus shall heal you of all kinds of sickness Jesus. In the name of Jesus. La karumata shedeka. Mado repato shepe de vedege de baha. Rakato shekra shulimakata libro katana. Verse 24. Then his fame went through all of Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments. Now, this is the interesting part. Listen, the Bible said they brought to Jesus all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments. You see, the key to your healing is coming before Jesus, is seeing Jesus, is looking for Jesus, because the Bible said they brought all the sick people who were afflicted with various diseases. It means that if you fail to bring your sickness before Jesus, then you cannot be healed. Are you with me? If you fail to bring your sickness, your disease, your torment, whatever is bothering you, if you fail to bring it to Jesus, then you cannot be healed. You can see tonight I am taking it slowly, because I want you to soak what I am teaching you in. So the Bible said they brought all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments to Jesus. And now the Bible begins to mention the various categories of diseases and torments that people on earth have. Number one, those who were demon possessed. Number two, those who were epileptics. And number three, those who were paralytics. Is somebody with me? The first category of the sick people were those who were demon possessed. The second category of the sick people were those who were epileptics. And the last category of the sick people were those who were paralytics. Every sickness that you find on the surface of this earth falls under one of these three categories. Are you with me? All the sicknesses that you find on earth falls under one of the categories mentioned here. Number one, demon possessed. Number two, epileptics. And number three, paralytics. And the Bible said Jesus healed them all. Jesus healed them all. It means that it doesn't matter whichever category your disease belongs to her. It doesn't matter whichever category your problem belongs to her. The Lord shall heal you her, and the Lord shall set you free her, and deliver you her, in the name of Jesus. If you are here, shout yes. I want to talk about the first category of people, or the first category of the sick. Number one, I want to first tackle epilepsy. Somebody say epilepsy. Epilepsy. Libro katobresh ketele balabraka. Epilepsy. 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 Most of the time when we talk about epilepsy, people think epilepsy is when someone is walking down the street and a person all of a sudden falls off and then begins to foam in the mouth. But it doesn't entirely explain epilepsy. Epilepsy is a neurological disorder marked by sudden recurrent episodes of sensory disturbance. That is how the scientists will explain it. Loss of consciousness or convulsions associated with abnormal electrical activity in the brain. This is how scientists explain epilepsy. But hear me. Let me give you a different and a more vivid explanation of epilepsy. Epilepsy is an activity that reoccurs seasonally or from time to time in the life of a person. Hayakadumalata. Are you with me? I said epilepsy is an activity or any activity that reoccurs seasonally or from time to time in the life of a person. La baruma katabaha, lito shakaduvre katalabaha, likoromataha. For those who still do not understand, all I am saying is that when you have something that happens to you every month, it happens every month, you go through it every month, the problem reoccurs, that problem is an epilepsy. Whenever a man decides to marry you, whenever a man finally decides to take you to the altar, that is when you begin to fall sick. That is when your family begins to misbehave. And every single time when a man comes into your life, that situation has become recurrent. That is what I am talking about. That is what I call epilepsy. Whenever it is time for you to travel, that is when you cannot find your passport. Whenever it is time for you to travel, that is when all the money in the house disappears. Whenever it is time for you to get to the next level in life, that is when you are sacked from the workplace. That is what I term as epilepsy. When an activity becomes recurring in your life, from time to time, seasonally, that problem is an epilepsy. Liko shaka da brosh ketele braka di brata leba da braka de brosh ketele ba raka dobe de braka di brata lele ba liko shaka la braka da braka. Think of it. Every single time when you have an exam to write, that is when that migraine pops up. Every single time when you have to do something in life, that is when some particular sickness comes up. Every time when you are supposed to be projected to the next rank, to the next position, to the next dimension, that is when you mess around. Every time when you decide to be straight with God, that is when a lady comes into your life and you mess around. Every time when you decide to take the things of God seriously, that is when a man comes into your life to mess things around. This is epilepsy. Any reoccurring activity that happens in your life, in the life of a Christian, in the life of a believer, in the life of a human being, that situation is termed as epilepsy. Matthew chapter 17 verse 14. And when they had come to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, hear me. This is one of the very few instances in the Bible that a man comes to Jesus and the first thing the man does is to kneel down. Is somebody with me? the first thing the man does is to kneel down before he even spoke. The Bible said a man came to Jesus, and the first thing he did was to kneel down, and after kneeling he said, verse 15, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely. Hey, listen, it means that whenever you are oppressed by the spirit of epilepsy, you are a beggar. You are automatically a beggar. You are always down on, you are always down below people. You are always begging people. You are always kneeling down to people. You are always at the mercy of others. You are begging people to help you pay your fees. You are begging people to help you travel. You are begging people to help connect you to the job opportunity. Whenever you are suffering from this spirit of epilepsy, you always find yourself at the feet of others. Epilepsy. The man knelt down and he said, have mercy on my son. It means that if you are an epileptic, you are always at the mercy of others. You are always at the mercy of others. You are always begging people to help you, to help you deal with your situation, to help you deal with your mess. But I pronounce over your life that any kind of epilepsy in your life, may the Lord deliver you from it, and may the Lord heal you from all epileptics in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic. And watch what he says. He says he often falls into the fire and often into the water. The spirit of epilepsy. Watch this. The Bible said, the man said, whenever the spirit pops up, my son falls into the fire or into the water. There are only two places that the man can fall into, or the son can fall into, when the spirit comes up. The spirit determines where the boy has to lie. If you are suffering from epilepsy, you realize that the spirit determines where you have to spend your night. The spirit determines what you have to eat. The spirit determines what you have to do at which time. The spirit controls your movement, because whenever the spirit came, the Bible said he falls into fire and he falls into water. It means that the spirit of epilepsy is a controlling spirit that controls your movement, that controls your movement, that controls your sayings, that controls your dealings, that controls what you do, that controls what you are involved in. Epilepsy. He doesn't fall on the bed. He doesn't fall on the floor. He doesn't fall on the sofa. He doesn't fall on the altar. He only falls in the fire, or he falls in the water. La karumata shedekada brata libaha. And so if you are here and you are being oppressed by this spirit of epilepsy, you realize that the spirit determines which room you will spend your night, which guy you spend your night with, which bus you take, and you always find yourself doing things that you yourself do not understand. Am I speaking to somebody? Verse 16. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him. Your disciples could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me. Verse 18. Watch what Jesus does. The Bible said Jesus rebuked the demon. It means that there is a demon behind epilepsy. Why is it that you don't have total control over your own mind? You don't have total control over your own actions. You don't have total control over the things you say. None of these things is normal. There is a controlling factor, and that factor is the spirit of epilepsy. I declare over you that may Jesus rebuke that demon for your sake. May Jesus rebuke that demon for your sake. In Jesus' name. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Now let me explain to you why the disciples could not deal with the matter. You see, in the previous chapter, Matthew chapter 4, verse 24, the Bible said, there are three kinds of diseases. Number one, demon possessed. Number two, epileptics. Number three, paralytics. Watch this closely. Being demon possessed is not the same as having the spirit of epilepsy, because epilepsy is a controlling spirit. Epilepsy is a manipulating spirit. It manipulates the mind from outside the body. Am I speaking to somebody? A manipulating demon manipulates your mind, manipulates your actions, manipulates your activities, manipulates your health from outside your body. And so you cannot cast out that demon. When a demon possesses a body, the demon is inside the body, and the demon controls the body from within the body. But when a demon manipulates a body, the demon manipulates the body from outside the body, and so you cannot cast out what is already out. If somebody is under demonic possession, then you can pray and cast out the demon. But if somebody is under demonic manipulation, you cannot cast out the demon, because the demon is not even in the body in the first place. Am I communicating? La pro shaka duva la gata la gata la gata la gata. Sometimes you wonder, why is it that a man of God can live with a weight all these years, and a man of God can still not see that the person is a witch? That is because most witches are under demonic manipulation, and the demon is not living inside the person, but the demon is manipulating the person from outside, and so you cannot see what is not there unless God reveals it to you. Ask yourself why. Sometimes you can do something and you will begin to wonder, is it I who did this? I cannot believe I did this. I cannot believe I retaliated. I cannot believe I insulted a person. Most of these people are under demonic manipulation, and the demon or the spirit is outside the body of the victim, and the demon is controlling things like the master of a puppet. And so the disciples of Jesus, they had never encountered a manipulating demon before. So when they saw the boy, they thought the demon was a demon that possesses, but the demon was a demon that manipulated. place. And so they began to cast it out. The Bible said they casted out the demon, but the demon was not coming. They casted out the demon, but the demon was still there. They casted out the demon, but the demon was not responding. And so Jesus came and he was angry, and he said, "Oh, faithless and perverse generation, for how long must I be with you, for you to understand these simple things? The demon you are casting out is not inside the body, but is outside the body, and manipulating the boy from without, not from within." That is why the Bible said Jesus rebuked the demon. Jesus did not cast out the demon, but he rebuked the demon. I speak over your life. Any spirit that is manipulating you from outside, any demon that is manipulating your mother from outside, any demon that is manipulating your household from outside, I rebuke that demon under the sound of my voice. Let them disappear. Let them disappear. I set them free in the name of Jesus. I declare over their lives, they are free. They are free. They are free in Jesus' name. Am I communicating? Liparamata. So watch what Jesus says. Verse 21. Jesus said, this particular kind that you are dealing with, this kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. That is to say, the only way you can tell that a person is under demonic manipulation is by prayer and fasting. It means that if you do not fast, if you do not fast and pray, if you only pray, you cannot deal with a manipulating demon. If you only fast, you cannot deal with a manipulating demon, but you must fast and pray. The two must go together. Except they agree, you can never deal with a manipulated demon. But I declare over your life, Li Karamate, just as I fasted, I declare over you, and I rebuke any manipulated demon in your life, any manipulating demon in your ministry, any manipulating demon in your house, in your family, in your home, in your hometown, in your schools, at your workplace. They are set free. They are set free in the name of Jesus. I am still speaking under the category of sicknesses, or the category of people, sick people, called epilepsy. I'm still speaking under epilepsy. Now let me move on to paralysis. Paralysis. Paralysis is the loss of the ability to move and sometimes to feel anything. Paralysis is the loss of the ability to move or to feel something. Did you hear what I just said? Paralysis is the ability to move and or to feel something. Have you ever wondered why you can never sense evil things? You can never sense anything spiritually. You can never sense anything positively in the realms of the spirit. How come you don't have the ability to sense these things? It means that in the realms of the spirit, you have been paralyzed. And when you are paralyzed, you lose the ability to move. You lose the ability ability to sense. You lose the ability to smell. You lose the ability to see. You lose the ability to katosha liva. Rakaduma lateha. Libra kadushe kedekedekeha. Rakatosha teha. Ask yourself why. Why you can never pray at certain times that you need, you know you have to pray. That is because in the realms of the spirit, you have been paralyzed. You have lost the ability to feel spiritual things in most parts of your body. Aliko shate, ragaduma lagaha, ipa yatoshe, rakatoshete, ragadima lataha. I declare over you, anything that has paralyzed you, physically or spiritually, right now, receive your freedom, be liberated from that thing, in the name of Jesus. Am I speaking to somebody? So paralysis is when you lose the ability to move, number one, or to feel something. Some of you, your spiritual level has been stuck at the same level for 5 years. For 5 years, you have never received anything, any upgrade, any growth in your spiritual life. Ask yourself why you are still standing at the same place. You are marking time. You are not moving ahead, but you are marking time. You are not pressing on, but you are marking time. You are not pressing on, but you are marking time. You cannot move on. You are marking time. Your relationship is not growing. You are marking time. Your business is not growing. You are marking time. Nothing concerning your life is growing. You are marking time. Ask yourself, why is it that you have been stuck at the same place for 5 years, for 4 years, for 3 years, for a year, for 6 months? How come I am not growing? Because in the realms of the spirit, you have been paralyzed. You have been paralyzed. But I pray over you. I cut off that thing that has paralyzed you in the name of Jesus. John chapter 5 verse 5. Now a certain man who was a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. A certain man had an infirmity 38 good years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been there in that condition a long time, the emphasis is on the phrase "a long time." Sister, ask yourself, why is it that you have been in that condition a long time? Why is it that you have been single a long time? Why is it that you have not been married in a long time? Why is it that your business is not moving in a long time? Why is it that you have not received any good opportunity in a long time? Because you have been paralyzed. The man, he was there for 38 years. Listen, the Bible talks of Jesus dying around age 33. Jesus dying at age 33, and the Bible said he met a man who had had
an infirmity for 38 good years. It means that even the infirmity of the man was older than Jesus. Even the condition of the man was older than Jesus. Most of you, your conditions, they are older than your pastors. Most of you, your situations, they are older than your pastors. They are older than your spiritual fathers. Most of you, the curses that you are under, they are older than your pastors. Jesus was around age 32 when he met the man. And the Bible said the man had had an infirmity for 38 years. 38 years. Lee Karamata. I don't know about you, but I don't think I can stand an infirmity for 38 good years. I don't think I have the energy to go through his condition for 38 good years. La Paruma Gade. Most of you have, even the little you have been in, most of you have, even the little you have gone through, most of you have, even the little trials you have seen, you are already given up. There was a man by the pool of Bethesda who had had an infirmity for 38 good years. If Jesus had mercy on him, I pray that you have mercy on you. If Jesus had mercy on him, I pray that he will have mercy on you. Shout yes. And Jesus asked, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? La karuma da vadigre katadibo sheketelebraka. Do you want to be made well? And listen to the answer the man gave. Verse 7. Then the sick man answered him, sir, I have no man to put me into the pool. What kind of answer is this? Jesus asked, do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? Do you want to be made well? It is a simple question. Jesus is not asking for your complaints. Jesus is not asking for your complaints. He said, do you want to be made well? And the man began to complain. I have been here. I have been waiting on a man to put me in the pool. But every time when the angel comes to stir the waters, when the angel comes to stir the waters, another steps down before me. Do you want to be made well? The answers you are given are not the right answers for the question Jesus is asking. The answers you are given are not the answers Jesus is looking for. The answers you are given, they are not the answers Jesus is seeking. The answers you are given, they are not the answers Jesus is looking for. Do you want to be simple? This is plain and simple. Do you want to be made well? I say yourself, do you want to be made well? Do you want to marry? Do you want to give birth? I don't know what to do. Do you want to give birth? Hey, it is a simple question. Do you want to be made? What is with the complaints? Do you want to be made well? Do you want your brother to be healed? Do you want your brother to receive healings? Do you want your mother to be delivered? It's a simple question. I try any acquire a soft will be. Do you want to be made? Simple question. But watch what happens. As the man was still giving and laying out his complaints, the Bible says, Jesus said, rise up, take your bed and walk up. I believe the full version was, shut up, my friend. Rise up and take your bed and walk up. You are talking too much, my friend. Rise up, take your bed and walk up. You are complaining too much, my friend. Rise up, take your bed and walk up. You are walking up and down unnecessarily. Rise up, take your bed and walk up. Likaramateha, likoshateha. In the issue of epilepsy, Jesus said, this kind goeth not except by prayer and fasting. But in the issue of paralysis, Jesus says, rise up, take your bed and walk up. Rise up, begin to send your applications. Rise up, begin to move about. Rise up, begin to chase after your children. Rise up, begin to pray to your marriage. Rise up, begin to pray. What is with the complaints? Get up and pray. What is with the complaints? Get up and fast. What is with the complaints? Begin to intercede for your family. Rise up. Do not complain, but rise up. Rise up. I don't know who I am speaking to, but rise up. Rise up. Rise up. I can't tell you. Neko sheke teteke telematara braka. Ikako lebre sheke. Ha, ha, li kaka kalabrate, li parabrata tataba. Liko shaka tata tata, rakaduva leve leve leve, ibrakatoshete, ikalabrata tata laha, rakatoshete la braka. You are not finding any opportunity. Begin to look for some yourself. Do not wait for an opportunity to find you. Get up and look for that opportunity. Do not wait for that breakthrough to come. Get up and chase after it. Do not wait for that healing to come. Rise up and chase after it. Jesus did not say, by the power of the Holy Ghost, be free from the paralysis. Jesus said, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. If you can get up tonight, then you shall receive breakthroughs. If you can rise up tonight, you shall receive excellence. If you can rise up tonight, you shall receive another opportunity. If you can rise up tonight, things will change for you. You will get the apartment you are looking for. You get the wife you are praying about. You get the husband you are praying about. You get the children you are seeking. Who told you you have fibroid? Rise up, rise up. Strange things, strange things, strange things, strange things, strange things, strange things are happening. Who told you cannot pray anymore? Rise up and begin to speak. Who told you your spiritual life is down? Rise up and begin to pray. Who told you you are going to die before your time? Rise up, begin to pray. Who told you cannot pray? Who told you cannot give birth? Rise up, begin to pray. I don't know who I am speaking to. If the Lord did it for the man who lay at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus will do it for you. Jesus will do it for you. Jesus will do it for you. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray.
Ifrata, Iyagada, 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 Ifrata, Iyagada, Ifrata, Iyagada, Ifrata, Iyagada,
It is not every day that we have to prophesy to you. It is not every day that we have to declare over your life. There are some times, there are some days, there are some seasons you can get up and pray for yourself. You can get up and intercede for yourself. Who told you that you cannot do it? Hey, hey, la 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 la. It is my dream to stir up some fire in you. It is my dream to implant some fire in you. It is my dream to fan out some fire in you, which will keep burning like the burning altar. Will keep burning like the Jewish lamp. Will keep burning. Will keep burning. Will keep burning. You will do all it takes, but you cannot put out the fire. The devil will do whatever it takes, but he cannot put out the fire in you. Hey, la ta 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 lita, ragadika ta, ya 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 ya, lepro shepelemata, lika da 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 da, ragadoka, lete seleta, ragada rada, erenda da rada, ikanda da da rada, ishata ta lima. Hey, I have dealt with epilepsy. And I have dealt with paralysis. Now I am moving on to the third one and the last one. Demon possessed. Demon possessed. Demon possessed. It is the worst of all the infirmities. It is the worst of all the infirmities. You see, it is the worst of all the infirmities, demon possessed. Luke chapter 13 verse 10. Luke chapter 13 verse 10. Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. This is Jesus. Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath day. Verse 11, and behold, there was a woman who had Ayakalimata. Listen, infirmity and the spirit of infirmity are two different things. Infirmity are caused by physical circumstances, medical circumstances, the issues of life. You see, in John chapter 5, the Bible said there was a man who had infirmity for 38 good years. Remember, Jesus asked him, do you want to be made well? Jesus didn't say, I am rebuking your demon, or I am raping you from your demon. No, 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 no. There was no demon involved. In John chapter 5 verse 5, the Bible said the man had an infirmity for 38 good years. This is physical circumstances, health-wise. There is no demon in it. There is no evil spirit in it. There is no demonic orchestration in it. There is no powers of darkness in it. It was entirely physical. Listen. And if you don't take care, those physical things, those physical sicknesses, those physical diseases, those are the diseases that come to paralyze you. The sicknesses that come physically, they don't come. That one, the devil is not behind it all. Those sicknesses, they do not come to kill you. They come to paralyze you. They come to delay you in life. They come so that you miss an opportunity. They come so that you miss a big event. They come so that you cannot join services. They come so that you cannot go to church on Sundays. The man had an infirmity for 38 good years. It wasn't the devil. Because Jesus asked, do you want to be made well? And now look at how Jesus resolved it. He said, rise up, take up your bed and walk. It means that there was no demon in it. There was no demonic orchestration in it. The devil had nothing to do with it. Those of you, when you begin to feel headache, you say, hey, devil, leave me alone. And you begin to feel stomach ache. Hey, Satan. Hey, demons. Listen, it is not everything that is as a result of demonic actions or demonic activities. Those infirmities that come to keep you from doing what you are supposed to keep you from moving ahead or taking something to the next level, to keep you or to paralyze you, those infirmities have nothing to do with the devil. The man had an infirmity for 38 good years. But now, look at Luke chapter 13, verse 10. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. The Bible said, now, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Infirmity and the spirit of infirmity are two different things. Nanaipia, God bless you. There was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity. Listen, when we are talking about infirmities, infirmities can be explainable. Infirmities, you can use science to prove why you are feeling that. You can use science to prove why you are going through it. But when we talk about the spirit of infirmity, there is no explanation. Nothing can explain it. There was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 good years, and she was bent over and could no way raise herself up. The Bible said, to an extent, the woman cannot straighten up herself, and she is bent over for the rest for 18 good years. The woman was bent over for 18 good years. That is what the spirit of infirmity will do. What makes you think, sir, being on drugs for 10 years is normal? What makes you think being on drugs the whole of your childhood is normal? What makes you think, sir, taking in drugs the rest of your life is normal? These things are not normal. Rather, these things are not normal. Now say, if it is truly true that the drugs you are taking in can heal your disease or heal your sickness, why is it that you are taking it for the rest of your life? Why are you taking it for the rest of your life? It means that the drugs have nothing to do with your sickness. For 18 years, the woman was bent over. The nipple cranny, in actual fact, when you bend over, how long can you stay bent over? How long can you bend yourself? When you bend yourself up to 1 minute in pole, you begin to feel pain in your waist. You begin to feel pain in your waist. You begin to feel pain in your back. And the Bible said, because of the spirit of infirmity, the woman was bent over for 18. Oh my God. What a shame. Rakata kata kata kata. Rakato shakedekedekata. Rabalama
brata freka de freka e pato sheke de brata la braka e kada kada brata la de braka na kato sheke de brata la braka. The Bible said she could no way raise herself up, and verse 12 says, but when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loose from your infirmity. Jesus said, woman, you are free from your infirmity. Woman, I set you free from your affliction. Hey lady, I speak to you and I set you free from your affliction. Hey man, I speak to you and I set you free from your affliction in the name of Jesus. By the reason of your tongues, any spirit of infirmity that is bothering you, that is bothering your family, that is bothering your relatives, that is bothering your parents, that is bothering your siblings, by the reason of your tongues, you are set free. You are set free. Be loosed of that infirmity. Be loosed of that infirmity. Be loosed of that infirmity. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the reason of your tongues, your brother is set free. By the reason of your tongues, your sister is set free. By the reason of your tongues, your mother is free. Your father is free. Let your healing rain. Let your healing rain. Let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall on your people. Let it fall in their rooms, in their bedrooms, in their living rooms, wherever they are. Let it fall. Let it fall. Let it fall. Your healing rain. Your healing rain. Your healing rain. Ayayaya. E paramata. E kosha. E breta. E yagada baha. E brekele de boha. E yende belebe. E yende belebe. E yende belebe. E brata. E kunde brata. E yende belebe. E kashata. E lebegede. E lebegede. E lebegede. E kata. Rajatada. 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 E pata. Your healing rain, your healing rain, your healing rain. Anybody who is suffering from epilepsy, your healing rain, set them free right now. Anybody who is suffering in paramatha from paralysis, your healing rain, set them free. Anybody who is suffering from the spirit of infirmity, by the reason of your mercy, set them free. Li korobo lobrota, le keremote zedeba, li kada galabata, rakadoshe teleba, rekatoshe, ipanke de bakande, rekatelebata, ibrata dabra, ipando breta, letter letter, letter letter, letter letter, rakadoha, 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 ipateleba, ne prekatelebraka, ekendegedege, regedege, 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 Rekadeke, 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 Ipala, Ipala, Regedebeha, Ipandada, 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 Iprakata, Iprakata, Ipalabrata. I break down any defensive mechanism of the enemy over your life, over your health, any defensive mechanism that is keeping the spirit of God from penetrating. I break the word out. I break the word out. I break the word out by the power of God. By the power of God. By the power of God. I break it out. I break it out. Let the spirit of God penetrate. Let the spirit of God penetrate. Let the spirit of God penetrate right now. Your healing rate. Your healing rate. Your healing rate. Yeah, 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 yeah. Any demonic umbrella. Any demonic canopy. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Let it catch fire. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. You are free. You are free. Shout, I am free. Shout, my mother is free. Shout, my father is free. Shout, my friend is free. Shout, my loved ones are free. We are free. We are free. We are free. Any situation that was birthed out of my mother's womb, in the name of Jesus, I set myself free. I set my children free. I set my children free. Yes, 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 yes. I want to pray for anybody with a specific prayer topic concerning sicknesses.
I feel the rain.
If you want me to pray for anybody, if you want me to pray for anybody, now is the time. Now is the time. If you want me to pray for anybody specifically, now is the time. Brother, is your brother here?
Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell him.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining. It's
raining.
It's raining.
Oh my God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Let us shake it up. Radada, 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 let us shake it up. Ayando bolobo shaka talibraka. Any sicknesses hidden in your bloodstream, hidden in your veins, for the woman hidden in your breast, hidden in your wounds, I pray that those sicknesses are nullified by the blood. Those sicknesses are nullified. Those sicknesses are nullified. Those sicknesses are nullified by the blood. Those sicknesses are nullified by the blood. In the name of Jesus, Rakaduma Lataha, Rada Volo Brekete Sheke de Brataliba, Likata Godebre Sheke de Brataliba Kadebra Kataleka, Rado Bodo Brota Libra Kadaba.
Can I express my gratitude?
Hosanna
enough to thank you. Hosanna enough to thank you. Lord, you're my everything.
Brother, I ask you a question. Is your brother here?
Where's Anna?
Is your communion ready? I want to see. Is your communion ready?
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Get your communion. La taba da bo shaka la. Libra shaka taba da kalibra. Silas, do you have your communion with you? Wow, how did you know we're having a communion service today? We are ready for the communion. Libra Shakadu Malata, Rekato Shekedebrata Yabaru Malaba, Radadadada, 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 Lepo Shatalimaka. Hey. You already have it. Okay. All right. That's wonderful.
Hey, yeah.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Begin to pray. La Padi Mata.
Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. If you do not have your communion with you at the moment, go and get water. If you are still here under the sound of my voice, and you by no means have your communion with you, you don't have Coca-Cola with you, you don't have any grape drink with you, go for water. Before I move on, I'll give you 30 seconds because of time. In the next 10 minutes, we'll be out of here. Late para bala usha. In the next 10 minutes, we'll be out of here. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Yes, Lord. First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. I read, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread." Take your bread. The Bible said Jesus took bread. If you have taken your bread, say, "I have taken it." If you have taken your bread, say, "I have taken it." The same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Verse 24.
And when he had given thanks, begin to give thanks. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to honor his name. Begin to thank God. La brosh katala balaba. Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. La paro madabrash katala braka. Liba shete de 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 braka du balabrata. La kosh shete braka. And the Bible said he broke it. Break your bread. He broke the bread. And he said, take this. Eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, or which is broken for your sake. You see, the first thing you have to do when you take the communion is to give thanks and to break it. Break the bread into two. Because the Bible said, Jesus said, this is my body which was broken for you. Break the bread and now eat it. Eat the bread. It means that whatever sicknesses, whatever infirmities, whatever pain, whatever frustration that your body is supposed to go through, the body of Jesus has already been broken for you, and the body of Jesus has already taken away your shame, your reproach, your burden, your sicknesses, your infirmities, your epilepsy, your paralysis, the spirit of infirmity, it has been taken for you. Verse 25. In the same manner, he took the cup, and after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This covenant is the new covenant in my blood. That is to say, by the taking of the wine, the blood of Jesus, you are establishing a new covenant with the Lord. You are establishing a new covenant with the Lord. And you are saying to yourself that anything your body went through, anything your life went through, anything your ministry went through, any frustration that you have ever gone through, by the reason of this communion, from the beginning of the year till now, anything you have gone through, you are reestablishing a new covenant with Jesus, that no more, you will not go through it anymore, in the name of Jesus. You can drink it. Ya bara bara ba. Ya da bara bo shata ba. Le bene bene bo shkara brata. Le para braska de 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 de. La bara bara ba. Le para kada brata. Oh, begin to pray. Begin to pray and thank God. 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 La brash katalaba. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. La brash katalaba. So like the woman at the well, I was seeking. La bana branda de de bush kere branda. Bana branda de de bush kere branda. Bana branda de de bush kere branda. Raka da bana bush kere de branda. Bana branda bana branda bana branda. You are free from your sicknesses. You are free from your infirmities. You are free from epilepsy. You are free from paralysis. You are free from demonic possession by the reason of the communion blood, the communion wine, the communion bread, which is the body of the Lord and the blood of the Lord. You are free. You are free. You are free. La parobakade. If by any chance you were sick before you joined the service, you are free from that sickness. If by any chance you were oppressed before the service, you are delivered from the oppression. The yoke of bondage is broken. The snare is broken. Your soul has escaped like a bird. You are free now. You are free now. Your family is free. Your family is free. Your house is free. By the reason of the Holy Communion, you are free. Your marriage is free. Your husband is free. Your wife is free. Begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray.
Power in the name of you in the next 10 minutes will be out of here. Thank you very much. The last thing I want to do is that I want to pray for all the tithers. I'm talking about those who tithe to this ministry, I want to pray for all the tithers. Father God, I pray for your people, and I bring their tithes before you, God. As they have brought your tithes to the storehouse, Father, they have fulfilled their part of the promise. Father, we know that you will fulfill yours. We pray that you remember them. You remember their prayers. You remember their supplications. You remember their tithes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We cause the heavens to speak on their behalf. We cause the heavens to speak on their behalf. We cause there to be an outpouring from the heavens over their lives, over their ministries, over their jobs, over their marriages, over their relationships, over all their endeavors in the name of Jesus. Father, we rebuild the devourer for their sake. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father Lord, we thank you for all you do for us, for what you have done for us, and what you shall do for us. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Please be reminded that our anniversary conference will be coming up very, the flyer will be out very, very soon. And the date is from the 24th of July to the 26th of July. 24th of July to 26th of July. 24th of July is Saturday. And on Saturday, we will have morning and evening session. On Sunday, we will have only evening session. And on Monday, we will have morning and evening session. The time for the morning session is 9 a.m. 9 in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning, GMT. And the time for the evening session will be 8 p.m., our usual time, 8 p.m. GMT. Please note, the program is from 24th to 26th of July. 24th, which is a Saturday, 25th Sunday, 26th Monday. Saturday morning and evening, Sunday evening, and Monday morning and evening. God bless you so much. If you want to be a part of this ministry, please take our numbers. If you want to be a part of the ministry, please take
our numbers. Let us add you to our online platforms, our WhatsApp, so that we can easily be in touch. We can easily be in touch. Please take our numbers. Are you posting the numbers? Who is posting the numbers? Eugenia is not available, so please, somebody post the numbers. Thank you, Nanai Pia. Please take my number and let's be in touch. God bless you so much. My name is Vincent Chamartin. See you on Monday. Bye-bye.